Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Jane Bucher is here. We have the Hall of Famer, Fred Bottomer.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Who, by the way, congratulations, Fred, because I know that you had a lot of work to do. Fred has so many different responsibilities in this building. Ooh. You know, maybe chief and foremost this show. I don't know. He might have a different answer to that. But you were very responsible as a point person getting the KMOX 100th anniversary celebration together. Yesterday was 11/20. The actual birthday is December 24th. It was Christmas Eve 100 years ago. But yesterday we all celebrated, those of us who spent some time on KMOX. You know, Jane made an interesting observation.
I did.
We should have given you a shout out. But you have been with me on the roundtable, I mean, probably 15 years at this point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's great.
That one of us hasn't killed one another in all that time?
No, I think we're going to kill each other in the beginning, but it sort of worked out.
Since its inception, just about.
It was not long after. Right. Yeah. I mean, I have done a version of the roundtable, even when I was in Milwaukee and when I was here in St. Louis previously in 2000 or in 1996. But still, that was crazy when you pointed that out because, yeah, that's a long time.
I was astounded. I'm like, wait a minute.
It goes by fast.
We've changed a lot.
Right. I mean, I'm already at 4.5 years. It'll be 5 years in the spring on this station.
Wow. Can you believe it? Has it really?
Yeah. And next year is 20 years for me, Fred. Back in the market.
Congratulations.
20 years
That's
back.
That's great.
Because I started 2006 in the winter after I got dismissed from my job in Milwaukee. But that's okay. That was a budget. That was a budget cut situation. So
you mean you didn't deserve it?
I did deserve it because all I was doing was playing golf and going on after baseball games and Monday Night Football. Sometimes I'd have like a 5-minute show after Monday Night Football because Westwood One post game was longer than the game itself.
Oh, wow.
And my bosses are like, we're paying him a lot for a part-time job. But, you know, this is a true story. The general manager, John Schweitzer, he was a good guy, a really good friend, too. And he told me after they fired my ass, this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. You're not going to look at it that way. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to look at it that way. I got no money.
But it
was the best thing that ever happened to me because it got my foot in the door at KMOX and I needed for that to happen, and then I ended up here. So
all
things worked out. So we're doing a fun live broadcast on Monday. Unfortunately, Fred is taking the week off, so he won't be here, but Sue will be there. Ethan will be there. It's for the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses, and retired Eureka Fire Chief Greg Brown is back with us this afternoon for a little plug for not only Guns N' Hoses, but for the event on Monday. Hey, Greg, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We're getting excited because we're finally closer to the broadcast. We start on the air from Helen Fitzgerald's at 3 p.m. The actual event starts at 4. So before we get to Guns N' Hoses, tell us what we're going to experience on Monday afternoon, what the audience will hear a little bit.
Okay, what they're going to hear is it's going to be like if you watch on TV when they do weigh-in for like a championship fight. The fighters will get up on the stage, they'll do their weigh-in. You know, they'll have the picture of the two fighters kind of squared off against each other. You'll have people up there talking about the event and what we're there for. You'll have people talking about the history of the event. It's just going to be a great time. It's going to be packed at Helen Fitzgerald's. So there'll be people drinking, eating, having a good time. It's a lot of fun. It's not as much fun as Guns and Hoses, but it's a good time.
Will you really kind of be time. Like the Don King finger in the middle, and then some of these guys and some of these ladies, they'll try to climb over the table and try to get at one another, and you're going to have to separate them, Greg?
No, that's not me. That's Jesse Finney.
Okay.
Jesse Finney will be up there on stage with him, and Steve Holly's the guy behind the whole show, but Jesse will be up on stage with him.
Well, that's it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so then Guns N' Hoses, and I still think I have one pair of tickets to give away sometime this afternoon. It is next Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving. It's always a special time. You have to speak to the charity, because this is all for Backstoppers as well.
It is all for the Backstoppers. And, you know, it's going to be the most fun that anybody's ever had on the night before Thanksgiving, bar none, I guarantee it, especially the people you're giving the tickets to. Because we'll guarantee them they get their money back, everything they paid, not only on the ones you gave them to. So, but
that's really nice.
That's very nice. It's nice of you guys to give them out. So, anyhow, it's just an amazing time that you'll have down there. It'll be full of people. It'll be as full as the Enterprise
packed.
Center can be.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be sold out. So it will be just packed, and it'll be great. And it'll be a fun night. It's going to be a professional championship fight you see from Las Vegas or any big town around the world where they have these matches. There's all the pomp and circumstance. There's the bell ringing for our fallen heroes from the last year. There's always something special. There's a band. I've seen Santa Claus rappel from the ceiling down to the ground down there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fun that's going on. And, again, it's all to raise money for the Backstoppers. And the Backstoppers is an amazing organization here in St. Louis. It's been around since 1959. And the Backstoppers take care of the families of our police officers, firefighters, paramedics that are killed in the line of duty. They come in and take care of the families, everything. I mean, it's the least that can be done as far as a community, but we have such a professional organization at the Backstoppers led by Colonel Larry O'Toole. And, before that, for 20 years, it was Colonel Ron Battelle,
yeah.
Who was an amazing guy. They're both amazing, but the whole group, they come in, they take care of the family, they pay off all the bills. There's a house bill, there's a car payment. We make sure they got health insurance.
Kids go to school.
Kids go to school. They get whatever education they can qualify for. The Backstoppers make sure they have the money to do it. So if you can get yourself into Harvard, they'll take care of it. And
that's
they
amazing.
Stay with them. They stay with the families as long as they're needed. So if the spouse of the fallen hero doesn't get remarried, they're there with them to the end, whatever it takes. I remember a number of years ago, I went to a Backstoppers board meeting, and there was a widow who her husband had been killed in the line of duty back in the 70s, and this was probably 8 or 9 years ago. She needed a new roof on her house. She was in her 80s, still living at home, though, and there's no question, take care of it. Get it done. Whatever
yeah,
it is.
Wow. That's great.
Like I said, health insurance for the families, dependent kids, and until they're 26, whatever it takes. That's an amazing organization that is the Backstoppers. And it's our community. There's 28 counties in the Backstoppers right now, 18 in Missouri and 10 in Illinois. But as a community, all of us stepping up and making sure things like Guns N' Hoses happens. But literally every week there's something going on somewhere.
Uh-huh.
People helping the Backstoppers.
Absolutely.
If you go to backstoppers.org, it's on their events page. You can actually download an app. I got an app on my phone. If I want to know what's going on, you can see what's going on, where's it happening. And it's all across those 28 counties. It's an amazing thing that our St. Louis community does.
Well, it's going to be great, Greg. Thank you so much for the update this afternoon, and we will see you on Monday at Helen Fitzgerald's. It's going to be a great week. I appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you guys, and we'll see you guys Monday. And then, you know, there still might be a few tickets available. You got a couple, but if you go to stlgunsandhoses.com, you can see what's available, if anything. But by the time next week gets here, it'll be a sellout.
Yep. And I think I do
always
have a few tickets to give away on Monday afternoon at the event as well. We appreciate it. We'll see you on Monday. We got Sue's News on a Friday. A couple of days ago, Jane, you probably missed this. I came on the air. I had to make a statement at 4:04 just to get ahead of something. It was a crisis communication situation. You know our friends Greg Keller and like Rich Krismer?
Yes.
I'd have called them in because I did something deeply, deeply shameful, and I had to get in front of it. You know, you would have advised me to do that as well.
Yes.
Well, a week ago today, Jane, this is so hard for me to talk about. I flipped the Christmas lights on for my wife and daughter to see when they came home from swim practice.
Yeah.
I've kept them on, Jane. I have kept them on. After years of preaching against such nonsense before Thanksgiving, in the spirit of being a kinder, gentler, more holiday full of cheer, Mark Reardon,
so
I flipped them
Grinching
on.
So you're not Grinching anymore.
No, I'm not. But here's what's funny. Did you know the name?
Yeah, no. I know. We've got to see how far this really goes.
Oh, come on. I'm full of Christmas cheer.
Yeah, his heart grew like one tiny bit.
Yeah.
Like one half inch, right? Yeah.
There was this,
not three sizes.
No.
There's this classic line. When I used to do the morning show at WTMJ, I worked with a really, really good group of people. Sherry Preston, who's currently the ABC Network morning anchor on ABC Radio. And there's a guy by the name of Bob Redden. What's ironic about this is Bob was just in town with his daughter last week for a wheelchair basketball tournament. But we were all, Bob was kind of, believe it or not, you guys know I'm crabby. Bob was the crabbiest of us all, right? And we were in there. And we were talking about Christmas, and you know, I think we kind of made an allusion to him being a little bit more like the Grinch, and his response was, "I have more blanking Christmas spirit than all you blanking blankings," and that just became the line that all of us still repeat until this day because it was so funny.
My tree is up, my Christmas lights on the house.
I think Alexa and Becky are right now unpacking some stuff from the basement because, look, my kids are coming next week, the grandchild. We're putting Christmas up this weekend.
And
so
you got to do it.
It's happening.
For the little man.
Oh, we do, for sure.
You got to just, every piece of decoration needs to come out.
It's coming out, Gene, I promise.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
All you really need to do is fix the toilet. Am I right, Fred?
Oh, you got that right.
Well,
yep.
We have a plunger nearby. Yeah.
Is the it guest fixed? Room, no, the guest room toilet, it flushes, but it makes this crazy noise, and I do need to get it fixed, but I haven't taken a step to do that. Look, I don't want to pay a plumber $250 to come over and fix a little piece of infrastructure in a toilet. Oh, and I haven't texted the handyman yet.
Okay. Well, and by the way, I saw the chief, and he said, change your darn
My smoke detectors are out too. Oh.
Yeah,
I know.
He said, change them.
You're going to burn.
I tried to text Mark. I said, Chief, I don't think you can help him.
You do your thing here, and I'm going to text Phil Handyman, as we call him.
Okay.
And, I don't know what his last name is. We just call him Phil Handyman.
Does he have any music?
Well,
he's got to be aware.
So can you text Phil in the break?
Get another on-air job.
You just keep me posted. I'll do what I have to. I can multitask.
No, you really can't.
You guys have no faith in me whatsoever. Are you kidding me?
We've been in this room for a long time.
Give it a try. Let's see what I can do.
All right. First of all, it is National Red Mitten Day, Jane.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and I didn't know.
I didn't
I would
either.
Have celebrated and brought you one. Fred,
you.
I'm sorry I dropped the ball.
Is it one mitten or two?
Well, they only say one, which is why I find it a little
Am
odd.
Am I missing something? Why red mittens?
I don't know. I didn't go in. Sue's News did not care.
Right.
And it's also National Stuffing Day. Oh. Are you doing a stuffing, Jane?
Stuffing is my life. No, we're traveling.
Oh, that's
And I'm
right.
hoping that we're going to get, because it's my favorite meal of the year.
Yeah,
and
it's so great.
Yes, yeah, so stuffing is a big part of my life.
I understand.
That was one of my favorite memories as a child. Every Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, my mom and I would sit down and start ripping up loaves
the bread.
Of bread
yes,
to
yes,
make
yes.
the stuffing. That was so
Fred,
nice.
If
so
you want to come over and rip bread, let me know. I could use some help.
It is so nostalgic.
And I did put on X the link to Bess Truman's dressing recipe that I had somebody in History Lulu that gave
Stop.
To me.
Stop.
So it's in the National Archives.
Okay.
Look me up. It's
I will.
In there if you want it.
Because I'm
nice.
A Truman fanatic, too.
And it's in her writing. So it's really, really cool.
And Harry loved her.
And now it's also National Gingerbread Cookie Day. Did you already text Phil Handyman?
Yeah, look, I told you I could multitask. I'm just sitting
We're
here waiting patiently for the music
right.
that you have and for the sound bites. I'm just here at your disposal,
We're
Sue.
Just telling stuffing stories
Anything
to your
that
ready.
I can do for you guys, right. just
oh,
let me know.
Gosh. All right, on this day in history, in 1975, Queen released its fourth album, A Night at the Opera.
Woo-woo!
Casey classic here and your best friend.
It's a great song.
Or my best friend, right? You're my best friend. Isn't that the name of it?
That's right.
What else was on this record?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That was on this one. Yeah, okay. There you go.
That's a biggie.
And I just hear the heck out of that. This one I like to hear every now and then.
No, this one's very sweet.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites too, I think.
What were you saying, Fred?
I was going to say... You can't beat Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well,
I love this. Really, you get tired of it?
I just hear it all the time. I don't know. I hear it more often than this. How about that?
Yeah, I agree.
And then, you guys, it was 49 years ago today, in 1976,
yes!
when the first Rocky movie opened in New York. Listen, I don't think this could be overblown. It was such a big deal.
It was. I saw that movie in the theater probably 10 times.
Oh,
my
man.
Sister saw it 17 times.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
No, all
I
at
mean,
the same theater, Stadium Cinema 1.
Wow. And the music happens, and you just... Didn't this song, like, go to number one or something?
I because think it
people,
did.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah. I think
because
so.
Because it was just victory. You know?
I didn't see it until later.
Really?
I don't think my mom would let me.
Yeah.
But eventually I saw it. It's great.
Yeah,
the first one is awesome.
Was that the same thing, Sue, with Jaws?
Yeah, she wouldn't let me
see that either.
Oh, see, my parents took me everywhere.
Well, you were the youngest.
Movies.
You were younger.
I was the youngest. Yeah,
and I think that's why. By that, I was the oldest. They were like, let us be cautious.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're screwed. Uh-huh. Sorry. The oldest is really...
That's what happens.
It's not good.
I saw some of this. I mean, I was the oldest, too, but I don't really think they were monitoring what I was doing. Well, maybe that was...
Maybe my mom and dad are listening right now.
I was happily ignored in the 70s.
Well, I understand all of that. But we were going on a beach vacation. Louise Thomas said, nobody's going to Jaws.
Oh, wow. Well,
you know what, though? I did not get in the ocean for a very long time. So
she was right.
That's right. She was correct.
And on this day in history, 33 years ago today, it was 1992 when Adam Sandler sat down and performed the Thanksgiving song.
Oh, underrated.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love that.
It is a classic.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat.
It's just so stupid, right?
It is.
But
it is
that's
brilliant,
Adam Sandler.
And it's not. And then it is followed up by the Hanukkah song.
Yeah,
which is the second classic.
I always, you know, I'm not going to be here on Wednesday, but I always like to pull out the old WKRP audio.
Oh, the turkey.
Yes.
You have to do that on
the turkey
on
drop.
Thursday, right? Yeah, the
okay.
turkey drop.
That is the best
God
episode.
God is my witness. I had no idea that turkeys couldn't fly. All right, I mentioned this yesterday, and we talked about it briefly. The idea that cold weather makes you hungrier. And the site was called Study Finds. They did an article about the ways to fight it. So Fred and I get hungrier when it's cold.
Yes.
We don't. Mark?
Yeah. I do.
He's fine.
I like to pack it on.
I do too.
There's something like, you know, primal about it or something.
Yes. Well, they say, here's the advice. Drink a glass of water 30 minutes before meals. Mm-hmm. Eat the most high fiber food on your plate first because it slows down digestion and makes you feel full faster.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can write all that down or just do what you're going to do and shake off those pounds later. Every year, a company called... Now, this is a story with an aspect for Mark. Every year, a company called NordPass goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that get leaked on the internet to figure out the most common, easy, and hackable passwords that people are still using.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, the most common of the passwords are...
It's either 1234567891010!
Or
10987654321. Or password 1...
That's right!
Yeah, password 1 exclamation point.
I thought it was 11111.
Oh, right. No. It's admin, password, and 123456. That said, there are a few new password trends. Now people are trying things like this, password equivalents, things like secret, code, passkey, Netflix, what? And sports fanatics are trying, you know, different hobbies and sports teams. But here's where Mark comes in. Swear words have made an appearance.
Excellent.
I have done that. I did that for my employer password one time.
Okay, that's exactly
it, I want to see if they check it.
Some people are not in the best mood when they're being forced to change their password.
Correct.
So profanity in passwords is trending.
Like F-I-T?
Right.
I've been known to use that with various other characters make it difficult.
Uh-huh. So the new trend, we've talked about this before with George Rosenthal, is a phrase as opposed to a word.
Now, the phrase I really like, we're doing
me
that...
Because it's easier to remember.
Yeah.
In several places, and I can remember it. And nobody's going to come up with it.
Like the help desk doesn't help.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, good
that was a good
we,
one.
We have, so like I use this music service, you guys know Tidal, T-I-D-A-L. I love it. And there's a family plan like you have. So if everyone's listening on the same account, then your favorites and your playlists all have to be the same. So Becky has her own and then Alexa has her own. Can't remember what her password is for the life of me right now. And I don't even know how to change it. I know you can do like a change password, but it's become one of those frustrating things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's how they get you.
Yes.
Yep. That's the downside. Now we have a story for Fred.
Oh,
a copy of Superman number 1 from 1939 in near pristine condition just sold for $9.12 million.
That Holy is cow. Amazing.
Fred missed out. He bid 9, but he got beat by 1.2.
Like $9?
For a while, I thought I had one of those.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I realized it couldn't be. But then the closer you looked at it, I mean, I had to do a lot of research online to see that it was just a little bit...
A little off.
The printing was just a little different than what it should be. So I assumed it was fake.
Well, that's a record for a comic book. And the previous record holder sold for $6 million. That's a huge jump. And it was also a Superman comic. So that's the big deal. All right, we all know about the annoying 6-7 thing. Carrie Underwood has come up with a strategy to get kids to stop saying it. Every time one of hers says 6-7, she immediately sings 5309 from the Tommy Two-Tone hit 8675309.
That's funny.
And it's funny, and it drives her kids nuts.
You know
bad.
What? I'm going to try that. So
okay.
My daughter even recognized yesterday, because I had to put my phone number in for something like at Walgreens or something like that, and it's 5675. She's like, your phone number has 6-7.
My phone, so done with that.
I was going to say, if you don't care, they won't care. All right, here is today's random fact. Mary Steenburgen actually ate spaghetti with maple syrup during the filming of Elf.
Yay!
She took one for the team.
Way to go.
All right, let's head to the movies on this Friday afternoon. Paul Hall is going to have some recommendations. One of the big openings, or the big opening, Wicked for Good.
Couldn't be happier.
It's more important than ever that you lift everyone's spirits.
This is, of course, the second of the two-part feature. We had the original that was based on the musical last year at this time. It made $850 gazillion or something like that, and they decided to do two parts because they wanted to make another $850 million. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films is here, and you did not get a chance to screen this, did you?
Yeah, you know, they didn't show it to me. I don't know why. Maybe you have some insight on that, because I hear that you, as well as a special guest, went to go see it.
Lex and I went the other night on Tuesday. She arguably liked it much more than I did, but she did agree on this point, and this is just to offer perspective, I'm not coming this from an angle where I don't like musicals. In fact, I thought the first one last year was spectacular. I really did. And it says a lot, because I actually didn't see that one in the theater. I saw it. I was able to see it, you know, in my home, because we're privileged that way sometimes, Paul. Mm-hmm. But I sat on my couch for 2.5 hours and I never got up. And I'm like, that's pretty unusual for a, you know, movie that you're watching at home. The main problem with this one is it just doesn't grab you with that special feature like last year. And the music simply isn't as memorable. We all know, if you've seen the musical before, you know, Popular and some of the other songs. And the way that part one ended was, you know, just magical last year with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande closing that first part out. The music, Alexa even said, it's not like I'm going to put one of these songs on my playlist or want to listen to it again. Now, she did like it. It runs 2:18. I was rather bored at times. It still has all the color and, you know, the fantasy aspects that you saw in the first one. But I'm not going to lie, I was disappointed by this one, Paul.
Look, a lot of tickets already have been sold, not only for this weekend, but going forward. So if it's something you want to go see, you need to either pre-book your tickets or be prepared to get turned away, possibly, especially in the most popular showtimes. That said, I noticed a lot of screenings that had some space for people that want to go out and see it. And I wonder this, Mark, and I'll ask this question. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, their behavior on their press tour, did that at all enter your mind as you were watching this?
No, because I really kind of ignored them. I didn't see what they were doing out there. And I know Cynthia Erivo is Ms. Woke, but I kind of ignored that. Why? Would something have kind of put it in a negative direction?
Yeah, I was just curious if it's something that's affecting people who are on the fence versus the diehard fans already have got tickets for multiple shows. I mean, this is not just now, this will be, they've seen it that 10 times, that amount of times, you know, Jane saw Rocky, or that you saw, you know, things like that. They will have seen this by next week at this time. But I think those people that might be on the fence may have gotten turned off just by some of the over aggressive behavior between the two of them on tour weird stuff going on.
Preaching stuff, is that what they were doing?
They were just hanging all over each other, all throughout the press tour. In fact, towards the end of it, one of them came down with COVID, and there was the attack on Ariana, which wasn't really an attack. It was just a over rambunctious fan who has popped up in a number of celeb videos.
I guess I missed a lot of this, yeah.
So, yeah, all kinds of just weird stuff going on. to this point.
If you saw the first movie, you're almost obligated to see this one. It's just not as magical. And I could have watched that first movie again. I never went back and watched it again, but I was a little let down by this one. But I kind of, you know, you set yourself up for that going in on a sequel.
Well, when you go see the show, though, like, they split it up the way the show is, right? So...
Not really.
Oh. They do to a certain extent, but there's, you know, this, The Wizard of Oz is based on a book. The book is very political.
Right.
There's a lot of additions to this one to make it 2.5 hours that were not really part of the source material of the musical.
And to stretch it into, like, you know, five hours. Yeah.
So, yeah, was it a natural breaking point in the film and in the movie compared to the musical? It was, that break, act two is a little shorter usually on stage,
exactly.
And it's not necessarily that way. let's see here. You got Rental Family coming out.
The market here isn't the same anymore. It's half the rate, twice the work.
But all right, Paul, tell us about this one.
Brendan Fraser is back after his performance in The Whale. I think this is one of his first big outings since then. A counter-programming to Wicked, shall we say, as he plays an actor, an American actor in Tokyo. He lands a weird gig. He ends up working for a rental family agency. Basically, people hire actors to come in and either be the best friend, the mourner at the wedding, or mourner at the funeral, or at the wedding, I guess you could say, the special person, the father in some cases, and he's kind of getting through this emotional idea of taking on these roles in real life as an actor and just not getting too close to people. It is really a movie about connections and the connections we have with those we love as well as those we just associate with. Fraser is wonderful. I don't know where the Encino guy went, Encino Man guy from years ago, he's become a reliable actor in movies that are taking risks. Rental Family is one of those. It's a great counter program. It's something that I think people will enjoy. Unfortunately, probably it'll get run out of theaters quick with Wicked, and you'll find it on a streaming service down the road, but it's definitely worth your hour and 50 minutes or so with it.
Anything else this weekend to recommend?
Sisu, A Road to Revenge is an action, ultra-violent revenge thriller. Lots of blood and guts, lots of getting even with Russians. It really is set in that World War II time frame, and it's something to see. If you like the Kill Bills of the world, check that out. Or go over to Apple TV Plus and check out The Family Plan, too. Now, I don't know. I don't remember where you came down on The Family Plan with Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Monaghan.
I never saw it because I wanted to watch it with Alexa, but I think it was PG-13, so that's why we never pulled the trigger on that one.
And it's not too bad. Neither Family Plan or Family Plan 2, from a standpoint of the 13 angle of it, it's not too awful bad. They just give you enough to kind of get into that level. I like these films. I like this one as well. And I'll tell you what. Seeing Michelle Monaghan in a movie is just, it reminds you of how good she is and how much she can bring to a film. She's never really gotten the credit in some of this stuff. And this is a family comedy, kind of with a little adventure that, you know, in the vein of Spy Kids, I guess you could say. So enjoy The Family Plan 2 over on Apple TV Plus.
Okay, I think you talked about this last week. Jane, I think you wrapped the whole thing. I'm on episode 5 of The Beast in Me with Claire Danes and Matthew Rhys. And I like it. I mean, I think it's Claire Danes doing the same crazy, wacky,
I was like,
nutty person
gosh.
She played in Homeland, right?
Yeah, the same lip quivering, the whole nine yards.
Oh,
yeah,
she's good at that.
But I still liked it.
Matthew Rhys, or Rhys, how do we say that? We say Rhys, don't we?
I think it's Rhys,
Who plays Niall Jarvis, who's this... the neighbor that moves in next to Agatha Aggie Wiggs, who's an author who had a successful book, but she's really struggling for her next project. And this guy who's accused of killing his wife, or his wife disappears under unusual circumstances, moves in next door. And it takes some very, very strange turns. I like it. I think Matthew Rhys is maybe the reason that I like it so much, because he's spectacular in
he
here.
Is good.
I've been watching, and we've talked quite about it. Fred and I have, and I'm captivated by it. I'm going to finish it this weekend, The American Revolution on PBS. Now, I say this with a bit of a caveat because I know how woke Ken Burns is, and I know that there's certainly some things that happened in the first two episodes that might be considered a little bit more political than some of the other storytelling. But I think it's excellent. It's almost required watching as an American because you need to know what happened 200 50 years ago, and how this country was born and how big of a role these rebels and these patriots led under George Washington really were, and some of the stories that you've probably forgotten about or never knew as a kid or maybe even in college will just blow you away when you hear some of the particulars. I just sit there, Jane, with my mouth and my jaw open because I'm like, how did you take 60-ton cannons 825 miles and then load them up and you do it and you're knocking down these British ships with thousands of soldiers? We should never won the Revolutionary War. It is a miracle. It really is amazing.
Well, and I'm way into Death by Lightning. I'm almost done.
Okay, and I loved it. And one of the things about Death by Lightning, that's the story of the assassination, well, the near assassination of James Garfield. But one of the things I loved about that is it's the opposite of Wicked, where they drag it out and they should have just done one movie. But again, I get the financials in Hollywood, but that's just four episodes.
It is.
A nice, clean, tidy four episodes.
It is. And you know, of course, there's a lot more to the story, and people will complain if certain details are left out. But the guy who plays the assassin, oh my gosh, he was in Succession.
Yeah, he's really good.
He was in Spook, which is, you know, MI5. I mean, great show. He's a great actor. He is phenomenal. And I got to tell you, the guy playing Garfield, he is a phenomenal
That's
actor.
That's Michael Shannon.
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
He is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Is incredible, and
don't you want to see?
I felt patriotic.
Yes, well, and you'll feel that way when you watch the American Revolution. I mean, there's so many moments where I feel so proud of some of the accomplishments, and obviously the stain of slavery is in the background, and we get that. But that's part of the evolution of our very, very young country.
Yes.
Now I want to see the movie about Chester Arthur, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, because they make him look like
he's a buffoon, I guess.
I mean, yeah, and the New York Port Authority, and you're like, oh, you know, that's like a hotbed of corruption.
So Nick Offerman plays Chester Arthur, but
he's awesome.
True form to history, I think he was kind of a buffoon, but then he ended up doing some things that surprised some people
as well. And he sort of, I think Garfield won him over because I think Garfield was, I don't know. It seemed like they make him seem very, I don't want to say naive, but very principled.
Hey, since we're not going to visit next week, Paul, let me ask you about this. I'm going to go see Zootopia 2 tomorrow. I'm very excited about Zootopia 2 because I loved the first one. It opens next Wednesday. I mean, that first movie was out, I think, more than 10 years ago. So it'd be a good thing this weekend to go back and watch it. But it is one of the more clever Disney traditional, it's not a, you know, Pixar, traditional animated movies that they've done. Maybe one of the best in the last decade, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Shakira had a new song in that. I had posted that link up on my site at comguy.com earlier this week as they dropped that in preparation for Zootopia 2. It just looks like it's going to be such a fun next week or two here in the movies because you've got a movie called Eternity coming out next week that I really like a lot. And the one thing I have to mention all the listeners, we talk every year right around Thanksgiving. This is the time if you're looking for a streaming service. They are offering deals out the wazoo to go ahead and get that 6 months of something at a really discounted price. I've been seeing $2.99, $5.99 deals. So when you've heard us talking about something on a certain streaming service, keep your eye out. Online, there are a million different offers through different providers to get you all the programming you're looking for.
I hope my kids are listening because whenever I say, hey, did you watch this on Netflix? They say, oh, I don't have Netflix anymore because we can't use your account. Like, buck up, kiddos. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
CommonGuy.com.
We'll talk in 2 weeks. Right to Frank Cusimano on this Friday afternoon. Let's start with the Mizzou-Oklahoma game in Norman tomorrow. And the big question would be, who is going to be the Missouri quarterback, Frank?
Well, there is a report out about 3 hours ago is that Bo Prabula is not only going to play in the game, he's going to start the game.
Wow.
So that's what Pete Thamel, who really is a well-connected journalist. Nobody else has reported this at all. But, I mean, he did look really good running the sprints on Saturday before the game. And if you could ever use them, it's going to be this week against one of the great defenses in all of college football in the Oklahoma Sooners.
Well, they did what they had to last weekend against Mississippi State. You still have the game against Arkansas. One of these two games you might lose, but, you know, some of us were concerned you'd lose out after Prabula, you know, goes out and gets injured. Nothing against Zollers, but it's a lot to ask of him. So that's good. I think in that environment in Norman, you're going to need someone with a little bit more experience. So that may offer an opportunity to pull the upset.
Yeah, you're going to need his legs and his athleticism against that really athletic Oklahoma defense. And, Mark, just to be optimistic for just a moment, Oklahoma's offense is miserable. It really is bad. Ever since McTeer got injured, he hasn't been the same. Now, maybe he gets healthy tomorrow. And they start two true freshmen at the offensive tackle position. And, Mark, you know better than anybody, that's Mizzou's biggest strength, the defensive end position with Wilson and Young. So I don't anticipate a big scoring game, and I think Mizzou's defense can you know, defenses travel well in college football.
Should we talk about the St. Louis Blues right now, or you want to skip over on that one?
No, we could talk about it. It's like it's unbelievable. They're now 0-6 when the game goes to overtime, and that's unbelievable. They've lost five games this year with two goal leads. That's unbelievable, too. They just find a way to lose. You know, when you're up 2-0, they say sometimes the two-goal lead's the most dangerous thing. But at least once in a while, get it to three goals and then end the freaking game. And they just can't do that.
I was watching the 3-on-3. By the way, I was just telling the gang in here, I thought the football game in much of the first half last night, the Monday night game was, or the Thursday night game, I'm sorry, was kind of boring. But it ended up being very exciting. But then I turned the Blues on because I had, you know, I get my Blues and Cardinals through the Amazon app, so it was real easy. And I tuned in right when they were going into overtime, and I love the 3-on-3 overtime. It's exciting. But they scored, I think the Blues lost it with like less than a minute to go before the shootout, right?
Yeah, they did. And it seems like that happens every time, too. And I'm with you on the 3-on-3 because, you know, hockey is so unbelievable when you think these guys are on blades and still maneuvering their sticks. And then with that 3-on-3, it just allows for the athleticism and the elegance and just, it's almost poetry. I just love watching it.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. All right, what do you got coming up on Sunday night?
Sunday night, we have an interesting show lined up. Dr. Patrick Risch is going to be in studio to talk about what gambling is going to mean to people in St. Louis, because it's going to officially be legal December 1st. We're also going to talk with the first female umpire in the history of Major League Baseball, Jen Powell, and a look at Billiken legend Harry Rogers, one of their great players of all time, and it's kind of a where are they now.
Hey, by the way, Mizzou basketball is 4-0 right now, so they're doing what they have to do against, and they're smoking these teams. I mean, they beat South Dakota 102-68 last night, didn't they?
They did, and you know, Michael Porter's little brother went 9-for-9 from the field and looked really good last night. And they're not beating anybody, but they're looking impressive, and Mark Mitchell looks great too, and Anthony Robinson looks sensational.
But, you know, yeah, they're not beating anyone, but that's why you should be smoking them, right? And they are.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
obviously SEMO got a little too close for comfort a week ago, but for the most part, they're taking care of business with triple, you know, double-digit leads.
Yeah, and they pounded Minnesota too. But now they're going to, you know, they're going to face non-conference Illinois, Kansas, and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So they'll be tested. I don't mind these games. These teams, like last night, they get a check for $100,000 and Mizzou gets a victory.
The Bragging Rights game, by the way, is on December 22nd at 7 p.m. I like the fact that they're moving it again. So they used to, last couple of years, didn't they do it on a Sunday during NFL football?
Yeah.
They did.
I didn't like that.
Mistake.
I hated it. Yeah. I'm going this year because they put it back on a Monday night. Frank, have a great weekend.
Okay, guys, take care.
Take care. That's Frank Cusimano from KSDK. Jane, you have a great weekend, too. And
I
must say, have a nice birthday. We're off next week on Thursday and Friday because of the holidays, so we won't have another roundtable for a couple of weeks. But your birthday is the day before Thanksgiving. It's always
yes.
right around Thanksgiving,
aww.
So happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're both at
I'm
the point
young.
Where we do not mention any numbers anymore.
Well,
I don't mention numbers.
I'm 29. You don't,
exactly.
All anyone knows is you're older. That's all anyone
six
knows.
6 months. By 6 months.
It still counts.
It does count.
Thank you, sir.
So will you be around? You know, I have Idris, the grandson, coming in. Are you going to be out of
is
town, or can I drop by for a
Friday.
Visit? Okay. They're leaving on Friday, but we'll see.
Yeah, because he is so cute. I can't even stand
him. He's got the new hairstyle. I put that up on the Instagram.
I mean, he is styling and profiling.
Very
yes.
handsome. All the looks come from Grandpa. You know that, right?
No.
That's what you're seeing.
I would have to say no to that.
Whatever. All right. Thanks, Duker. We'll see you.
Right,
say
bye, guys.
Our best to your husband, Joe, as well. All right, Sue, we're going to wrap up things in fine fashion for the next hour. I have the governor of Missouri, Mike Kehoe, is going to check in. The story from this week is that he is moving forward with something he certainly campaigned on, which is possibly getting rid of the state income tax. Mark, there's a guy on the guest sheet, Mark COX. Mark, do you know?
Oh, yeah, Cox.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Is the guy from the morning show?
Yeah, that's him.
He's doing something fun with the responders, with the responder rescue raffle that he always does. So we're going to promote that. And Dan O'Neill, legendary local sports writer and author. And he left me so confused, I must tell you, because he's got a children's book out called The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose. Dan's usually doing books on the Cardinals and on the Blues. This is something a little different, but we'll also talk some sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.